Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, find my ring.
And our Father, we come before your presence, thanking you for this day and for how you allowed us one more chance to pray and send up our communication unto you. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will have your way today. We want you to move today on this broadcast. Let somebody know that you are alive. Oh, my God. We pray that you will save today, heal and forgive, and that you will blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Move in a mighty way, O Lord. Let the Spirit of God be there and bind the works of Satan. Cast him out today, O Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover her. We believe you today, and we take you at your word. We know there is no failure in you. We know you can yes. do everything. Our trust is in you today. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Our trust is in you and only you, because we know that you're able to take us through, lead us on to victory, oh Lord. Guide us, oh Lord. Guide our footsteps. Show us the way that you will have us to go. Help us to be led of your spirit. Help us today, oh Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. We're dependent on you, Lord. No other help we know. We pray that you look on your people today. Your people are being tried. They're being tested. But we know you're able to take us through. You're able to keep us from falling. Hold us in the hollow of your hand. And release us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to take you at your word today, Lord.
Help us.
We know you can do it today, oh Lord. Oh, my God, our faith looks up to you. No other help we know today. But we are dependent on you, trusting in you, and taking you at your word. We're down here waiting, waiting on you. We can't do anything until you move, Lord, until you stop by here and touch our hearts and minds. Touch us and give us strength to overcome every test and every trial. Help us to drive and go forward in you. Keep our minds staying on you. In the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you, Lord, in all of our ways, that you may direct our path and lead us on to victory. Help, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on the people, oh Lord. Somebody needs your help today. Somebody is troubled in mind. We know you're able to fix this situation. Somebody want to be healed today. Somebody is sick and lying on their sick bed. But we know you're a miracle worker. Touch right now, Lord. Move, Lord, by your spirit. Look on Deacon Alexander. Touch his body.
Touch him today.
Raise him up, oh Lord, that thy name may be glorified. Help him, oh Lord. Help him keep his trust in you and to look to you, oh Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. I pray that you look on all of those who are going through bereavement. We pray that you touch them, comfort them, and strengthen them. Help them,
Lord Jesus,
get through this trying time. In the name of Jesus, look on Sister Lisa. Touch her heart, oh Lord. Strengthen and encourage her. Look on Sister Kamisa Hope. Strengthen her, oh Lord. Take her through, oh Lord. Look on the Edmund family. Bless us, oh Lord. Bring us together in love and unity. Help us, oh Lord, to overcome. Help us, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord, to hold no bitterness in our hearts. But help us today, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, I know you're able today. I'm depending on you. I'm looking to you. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on the sheep of your pasture, that you touch and bless them, lead and guide them in the path of righteousness. Don't let them go astray. But help them to hold on in the name of Jesus. Help your people everywhere throughout the world. Touch and bless, save and heal, forgive and deliver. Oh, my God, we thank you today. We thank you for this prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
God, you're a mighty God. You're a holy God. And you're a righteous God. Help us to take you at your word. Help us today, oh Lord, to step out by faith. Oh my God, help us, Jesus. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Stop the mouths of lions. Help us overcome every situation. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today. I thank you for what you've already done.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for how you made the way.
Thank you.
I thank you today, Lord. You're
thank you,
mighty
Jesus.
Good
thank
God,
you, Jesus.
And your name is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We will continue to trust in you. We will continue to look to you. You are our our only help in the name of Jesus. Jesus, bless the name of Jesus. Continue to have your way. Continue to bless this broadcast in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will go with the saints of God over the highways and the airways. We pray that you touch and bless the Lord. Give them a safe journey. Bless in the meeting. Have your way. Let us go be safe. Let somebody that has left the Lord come back and say, what must I do to be safe? Help somebody, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know that I'm able. I know you got the power. We continue to trust in you and look to you. In this prayer we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless everyone. Welcome to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and co-host, Evangelist Maybel Edmond, and Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. Amen. Praise the Lord. For the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the first time, the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast is a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer, inspiration, encouragement, and preaching of the gospel, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, uplifted, encouraged, inspired, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. And we invite you right now to worship the Lord with us. Praise the Lord. We have been blessed. Amen. The Lord has blessed us to see another week. And indeed, I feel like going on with the Lord. On this evening, if it be the Lord's will, we plan to have our scripture reading. We've been doing this periodically throughout the year, starting in January. It is now December. Praise the Lord. And we have come a good ways. And so, Lord's will, tonight we will have more scripture reading. Amen. If those of you who have been following along, God bless you. And we encourage you to continue to read the Word of God. For the Word of God is our guide map from earth to heaven. And if we continue in the Word of the Lord, if we keep His commandments, the Lord has a special place prepared just for you and for me. Amen. And so I just want to go ahead and get a few announcements out of the way and just let you know that the Prayer Works Ministry airs every Friday and every Sunday. On Friday, we air at 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Praise the Lord. Also, if you just want to listen in, you can just dial the 319, I'm sorry, not that number, but the guest listening line on air is 563-999-3634. And if you just want to be on the air with us live, where you can be heard, perhaps the Lord has laid something on your heart, or the Lord has given you a message to share with the world. Maybe you have a testimony that you want to give. You're welcome to join us live on the broadcast and feel free to share whatever the Lord has given you. If you have a song on your heart, you want to sing that song, you want the world to hear it, dial in to 551-241-6677. Again, that number is 551-416-677. And we welcome you at any time when you want to be live on the broadcast to use that number while we are airing live. Amen. And also we ask that you will continue in prayer for those who are on the prayer list. Let us call out the names that we know of, even the names we don't know of, we can still pray for them. They are on the list. God knows their name. God knows what they need, and God knows how to fix it. praise the Lord. So let us continue in prayer, one for another, lifting up those who are bereaved of their loved ones or someone that's close to them. Let us keep them in our prayers always. And we're going to get ready for the scripture reading. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and get your Bible ready. If you want to take notes, you want to write things down, get your notebook and your pen and or pencil, and get ready to hear the reading of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And we're going to have our scripture reading done by our own evangelist, Dr. Khadija Hameen. And we're going to get ready to turn this portion of the broadcast over to her. If you want to tell somebody, send out a text, tell somebody that we are on air, feel free to share this number. Amen. At this time, this portion of the broadcast is in the hands of evangelist Khadija Hameen, evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen. And Evangelist May is not on with us tonight at this time, but that prayer that you heard prayed, that was part of the another service. But I just let that prayer go forth because it's powerful. And Lord knows we need prayer. So thank God for that prayer. I get blessed by it every time I hear it. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. Give honor to God, of course. And it's Hameen. Thank God for you and his four evangelists. Maybell, and we are reading the Bible, and we are winding on down. There are 30 days left in this year, not counting today. And so it takes us to, if you've been following along, I've been trying to read several pages a day so that by day 365, we're at the end. In my Bible, this Bible that I'm reading from has 732 pages. So with all the calculating, I determined that I need to read two pages a day from this Bible to get to the end by December. So that takes us to page 670 today, because this is day 335. So page 670 takes us to Corinthians, but there's a portion of Romans, the 15th chapter, still in there. So I'll read that, the Romans, the 16th chapter, and then I'll start because it's on the same page. Romans 15, 1, 5, and 30 reads, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen." Romans 16. In one, "I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Centuria, that you receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succor of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphanitus, who is the first fruit of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Antilius, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Stachius, my beloved. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus's household. Salute Herodium, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. Salute Ruthus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Salute Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobus, Hermes, and the brethren which are with them. Salute Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints which are with them. Salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses, offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they are such, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Be with you. Amen. Timotheus, my workfellow, and Lucius, and Jason, and Sospirator, my kinsmen, salute you. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. Gaius, mine host, and of the church and of the whole church, saluteth you. Erastus, the chamberlain of the city, saluteth you. And Cordus, a brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith, to God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1 and 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints with all that in every place call upon the name of call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. But Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath found the things, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. 2 Corinthians 2:1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand, in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth, and he that watereth are one, and every man that receives his own reward according to his own labor. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Wherefore, Paul and Apollos, or Cephas, excuse me, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you're Christ, and Christ is God's. 1 Corinthians 4:1. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self, for I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. And these things, brethren, I have in figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. But who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? Now ye are full, now ye are rich. Ye have reigned as kings without us, and I would to God ye did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God hath set us forth, for I think that God hath set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, and ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are dishonorable, but we are despised. We are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. In labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer it, being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, and are the scourging of all things unto this day. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are puffed up, as though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and I will know, not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will ye? Shall I come unto you with a rod, or in love, and in the spirit of meekness? 1 Corinthians 5:1. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. And ye are puffed up, and have not rather mourned that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from you, from among you. For I verily, being absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already as though I were present concerning him that hath done so this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together in my spirit, with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with fornicators of this world, or with the covetous or extortioners or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. But now I have written unto you, not to keep company if any man that is called a brother, fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner with such in one, no, not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within, but them that are without God judges. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. 1 Corinthians 6 and 1. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know you not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. It is so that there is not a wise man, is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because ye go to law one with another. Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do ye not rather suffer yourself to be defrauded? Nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both of it, both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise us up by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In the last chapter, 1 Corinthians 7 and 1. Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. If the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. But I speak this by permission and not of commandment. For I would that all men were even as I myself. But every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And unto the merry I command, unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. But, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. But to the rest speak I, not of the Lord. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God hath called us to peace. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? But if God has distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk, and so ordain I in all churches. Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called therefore abide with God. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord. Yet I give my judgment as one that hath obtained mercy in the Lord to be faithful. I suppose, therefore, that this is good for the present distress. I say that it is good for a man to be so. Excuse me, for a man so to be. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But and if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she has not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none. And they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess not, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of the world passes away. But I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried cares for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married cares for the things that are of the world, that how he may please his wife. There is difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy, both in body and in spirit, but she that is married cares for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. In this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that you may attend unto the Lord without distraction. But if any man think that he behaveth himself uncomely toward his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age and needs so require, let him do what he will, he sinneth not, let him marry. Nevertheless, he that standeth steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but hath power over his own will, and hath so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin, doeth well. So then he that giveth her in marriage doeth well, but he that giveth her not in marriage doeth better. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth, but if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord. But she is happier if she so abide after my judgment. And I think also that I have the Spirit of God. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. At this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila. Amen. God bless you. Evangelist Sheila.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful reading of the scriptures and the power of the scripture. Praise the Lord. And there's so much to be learned from the word of God. You know, we may have heard it somewhere in our past, but when we hear it again, it's like the Lord is refreshing our minds and reminding us of his commandments, of what is right, how to walk upright, how to live right. And these are things that we need to hear on a regular basis. We need to be put in remembrance of the word of God, because it is our guide, as was stated. This is our guide from earth to heaven. And there is so much in this portion of the word of God, and it's a blessing that we've come this far in reading the scriptures and so close to the end of the year. and being able to read the Word of God. This is something we should do. We should practice this on a daily basis. Praise the Lord. So let us do some soul searching. And if the Word of God has tricked your heart, the Word of God has shown you up, because the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And I was thinking about this Word and how the Word is so sharp, how it can pierce asunder the spirit from the soul. That's just how sharp the Word of God is. The marrow and the bone, this Word can just whip through and separate it. And I was trying to, when I was eating some neck bones, and I was thinking, where is the marrow of the bone? How do you get to the marrow? You know, but the Word of God can get down into our spirit and cut us all up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then take the pieces and put them all back together again. What a mighty God we serve. So at this time, we're going to God in prayer, and you can bring any petition you have unto the Lord. Whatever you need God to do, and you have the faith to believe, God will do it for you. Praise the Lord. If you've been dealing with some contentions or any struggles, if you've been dealing with things and cares of this life, and the enemy tempting you to do what's wrong, to engage in things of the world, we can go to God and we can be strengthened. The Lord for us, and God can keep us and preserve us. So let's believe God together. If you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, right now is your opportunity to repent and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Right now is the time to make up your mind that you no longer want to follow after the world, but that you want to take up your cross and follow Jesus every day. And you want him to be the Lord of your life. You want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. This invitation is to you. So let us go now to the throne of grace, believing God together. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, oh Lord, we come before you right now, Lord, thanking you for your Word. Oh God, your Word is true. Your Word is powerful. Your Word is our guide. And Lord, we ask that you will look on us with compassion. We humble our hearts right now, Lord. And we ask God that you'll forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, oh God, and everything that's not right, Lord, everything that you're not pleased with, please forgive us, Lord, and take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, oh Heavenly Father, we pray, God, a special prayer for those, Lord, who have repented and asked for forgiveness and open their heart to accept you as their personal Savior. Look on them, Lord, in a special way. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, let their sins be forgiven. Lord, wash them and purge them right now. Clean them up on the inside and on the outside. Sanctify them, oh, God, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, only you have the power, Lord. Only you can do it for them right now. Lord, if you just speak the word, we believe that it shall be done. Oh, blessed Savior, move by your power right now. Look on those on the prayer list, Lord, one by one and name by name. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, my God. Move by your power. Somebody is in need of a breakthrough right now. Oh, my God, do it for them, Lord Jesus. Fix it, Lord, in
in the name of Jesus, have mercy right now, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. Oh, God, look on those who are in prisons, Lord, in detention centers, who are in the jailhouse. Oh, God, visit them where they are. Make your holy visitation their minds and their hearts, oh, God. Many of them have done crime, Lord God, but you are forgiving, God. Lord, you're able to clean them up and make something beautiful out of their lives, oh, God, and be glorified in their lives. For when the enemy fights, Lord God, and say that it can't be done, you say, yes, it can be done, and we believe you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. There's no one too far gone that you can't reach them, Lord. We are praying that you will stretch out your mighty hand and touch their hearts. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Look on those ones who are on death row. You know all about it, my God. You know their heart. You made them, Lord. They have a soul. Oh, my God, and you are able to save their soul. Oh, Lord Jesus, forgive their sins, Lord Jesus, and clean them up, Lord God. Raise them up. Work a wonder in their lives in the name of Jesus, even if they have to die. Oh, God, let their souls be saved. You're able to do it, Lord, as you looked on and had mercy on the malefactor who was right next to Jesus during the crucifixion, who asked Jesus when he come into his kingdom to remember him. And the Lord promised him right then and there that he would be with him that day in paradise. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. You are merciful and passionate, God. And we believe you, Lord Jesus. Move on those who are on the prayer list one by one and name by name all around the world, near and far. Touch, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Work it out right now. Fix it, my God.
Right now.
We believe you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We are taking you at your word, because all power is in your hand. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We believe those who are sick right now are being healed, Lord. Thank you. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you rebuke the condition, rebuke the terminal disease, the cancers, oh,
yes,
God, rebuke the viruses, Lord God, any illness or affliction, oh, Lord God, and make them whole right now. Raise them up, Lord Jesus, off the sick bed and give them a testimony. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let them give glory and honor to your name. Oh, Lord, we believe you tonight, and we are taking you at your word. We are asking for strength, Lord. We are asking, oh God, for power. We are asking for encouragement. Lord, lift heavy burdens, oh Lord God. Remember your people all around the world, one by one and name by name. Every member of the body of Christ in particular, oh Lord God, help us to come together. Unite our hearts as one. Lord God, help us to love one another as you commanded us in the name of Jesus. For Lord God, we belong to you, Lord. We have been bought with a price, and we are no longer our own. And we present our bodies, oh God, before you, that you may use us. Lord, have your way, and let your will be done. We believe it right now, oh God, and we count it done. And we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for hearing our prayer, oh God. We thank you for encouraging our hearts, for lifting our burdens. We thank you for healing our bodies. Lord, we thank you for saving souls and adding souls, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Lord, because we believe that we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. And we ask, God, that you will grant it all according to your own will in the name of Jesus. And all of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask it all in your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. We thank God once again for the word of God and the word on my heart. I feel it just in my heart. Glory, hallelujah. I thank God for his precious word and all that was spoken through tonight. It's like the Lord just brought these scriptures to life, and I began to feel this word being spoken directly to me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And I thank God for his precious word. Amen. Thank God for prayer. And I thank God for his touch. And I want to encourage every one of you to continue to read the word of God. Don't stop reading it. You may not have been able to keep up with the pace, but go at your own pace. If you can only read a few scriptures a day, just read a few scriptures a day and try to do that every day. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for the moving of his spirit and for the outpouring of his spirit and how he continues to bless us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we thank God once again for the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast and for all of you who continue to support us and to pray for us. We thank God for you, and we encourage you to continue to do the work of the Lord, whatever God has given you to do. We are praying for you, and we support you, and we want you to know that we love you. Amen. Praise God. So I did want to make mention of the Gospel Truth 2nd anniversary, which will be held tomorrow, December the 2nd at 1 p.m. And it's going to be at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, which is located at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Praise the Lord. And I've been asked to be the speaker, so we ask that you will keep us in your prayers as we travel from Maryland to New Jersey, that the Lord would give us journey mercy, and that the word of God will have free course. Amen. So I'm asking for your prayers. Amen. And I'm looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. I tell you of the truth, God is doing great and wonderful things. Praise the Lord. So at this time, again, as stated, we thank God for Evangelist May. She's not on with us on the broadcast tonight. Praise the Lord. But she'll be on in future broadcasts. Praise God. So we're going to just move on now. And maybe Dr. Hameen has some remarks, if she would like. We'll give way. And if there's any other who desire to have remarks, we invite you to call on in right now. Don't be shy, but call in 551-241-6677. God bless you, Dr. Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that anointed prayer. Thank God for his touch. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. Truly, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. In our bodies, we were bought with a price, and we are not our own. So we can't just do the things we want to do with our bodies because they don't belong to us. And I'm grateful for that, that we belong to God, that he chose us to be these vessels for this precious spirit, the Holy Ghost that he placed upon us. And I'm grateful for it. Truly enjoy course, reading the Word of God. And even though you read it, you may have read it before, it's like reading it again, it's like, oh, that's where that is. And oh, little gems just jumping out. And I really enjoy reading the Word of God. And like Rita Tommy said, like it comes to life. And it really does. And I'm grateful for this opportunity to read. Just to be on this broadcast. Thank God for it. Thank God for all of you. And be encouraged. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija. And again, we thank God for the gospel truth prayer mission and how the Lord is blessing them. And Evangelist May is doing a work there. So let's keep her in our prayers. And I thank the Lord. Just looking to have a good time in the Lord. I think I might even take my guitar if there's room in the car. Praise the Lord. Might take my guitar and we'd get in there and just get the praise in the Lord and having a great time in the Lord. So tune on in at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, on Sunday afternoon. We are expecting to be at the Forest Park Senior Center, where we usually have our services on first and third Sundays, located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue there in Baltimore, Maryland. Service begins at 3:30, which we air live usually during our broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. Also, I wanted to give some other announcements, but tune in for future broadcasts and you'll get those announcements at that time. But this is all for tonight. This does conclude the broadcast. We thank God once again for all of you, and may the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you, and good night. Mm-hmm.